This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following talks with visiting Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday, Qatar's prime minister says Hamas's reaction to the latest Gaza ceasefire plan has been generally positive. Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani shared his assessment Tuesday at a joint news conference with the visiting Blinken. Beyond his optimistic appraisal, the prime minister offered no details of the deal. For his part, Blinken, on his fifth peace mission to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began, told reporters he will personally take the deal to Israel Wednesday. He said this agreement is meant to go further than the ceasefire in November and beyond the conflict itself.
We had meetings already on this trip in Riyadh, in Cairo, now today in Doha, focused on ensuring as well that we can use any pause to continue to build out plans for the day after in Gaza, security, humanitarian, reconstruction, governance, all bring real challenges with them, but that's exactly why we are and need to be focused on them now.
Two ships traveling in the Middle Eastern waters Tuesday have been attacked by suspected Yemen Houthi rebels, the latest assaults in the Iranian-backed fighters' campaign of targeting vessels over Israel's war in Hamas. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The first attack happened in the southern part of the Red Sea, west of the Yemeni port of Hodeidah, with the projectile causing slight damage to the vessel's windows on the bridge. Then a second ship came under attack later on Tuesday off Yemen's southern port city of Aden. Private security firm Ambre identified it as a Marshall Islands flag Greek-owned vessel coming from the US and heading to India. The vessel reported an explosion just off its starboard side. Ambry says no injuries or damage has been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.